Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you might want to hear this, but it's the 1st of December and the countdown to Christmas is officially on. And while all the focus might be on the big dinner on the 25th, we do still need to feed ourselves in the days before a time, and we can be very, very busy with other things. So joining us now in studio with some batch cooking ideas to make now and eat later is Katrina Redmond, food writer and consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, thanks a million for coming in.
Evening.
Look, people, you know, wonder whether it's all going to be crash, bang, wallop on the day or whether this stuff can be done before time. So give us a bit of reassurance here and use of the freezer in advance and all of that.
Yeah, so I have quite a large family to feed on Christmas Day, 21 people. It's not a small group.
That's a culinary punishment.
Now, in fairness, we all eat up together and my parents-in-law, they take care of cooking the meat, but I love the veg and the fruit, and that's my big thing, all of the sides. So I started this weekend. So the first thing I did was I got some red cabbage and I did a braised red cabbage dish, which I left in a casserole in the oven for a couple of hours, braised it in some cider with some cooking apples, some Irish cooking apples, this is all Irish ingredients as well, which makes it great because they're in season and they're great value in the supermarkets and it's just so easy to lash together. So some onions, some apples, some cider, red cabbage and a little bit of bacon and all braised together in a casserole in the oven. So I've waited until that was cool and then I popped it into a vacuum pack and I have popped that into the freezer and I won't defrost until 2 days beforehand.
And that defrosts perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely fine. I think, you know, if you're expecting a crunchy texture of cabbage, that's the kind of texture you'd get from a coleslaw, whereas the braised red cabbage on Christmas Day, that's a much softer texture, so it's fine to freeze.
Nice contrast with the roasties.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah. What else can you knock off in advance then for those kind of things? I mean, you said you like the veg.
Caramelised onions. That's another amazing seasonal vegetable to make. That's great for going with your cheese boards or maybe on the side of your Christmas dinner, or maybe stirring into gravy.
Can I be perfectly honest with you? I do like caramelised onions. I will buy a jar of them. It's one of those things I think that's okay to get a jar of that.
Well, I think that it used to be, and I agree, I used to spend hours, like you'd be standing in the kitchen, stirring the pot, waiting for the onions to caramelise. And whoever tells you that it takes a half an hour to caramelise onions has stepped into a black hole
Never
and lost half a day.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But have you ever caramelised an onion in a slow cooker?
I have never caramelised an onion full stop, but I'll take your word for it.
So literally 6 or 7 sliced onions into a slow cooker, salt and pepper, a small amount of oil, a little bit of balsamic vinegar and brown sugar, and just leave it go for 6 or 8 hours on high. And that makes your caramelised onions. So that went into a jar and that's in the fridge and that'll keep for a couple of weeks.
Okay, again, she's sounding so smug. You are sounding smug, Katrina. I'm just telling you now. You've got some accoutrements there that are helpful for this whole...
Yeah, because it's worth talking about how you're going to store your food if you're going to prepare it in advance. You can prepare everything in advance, from mashed potatoes to carrots to your peas.
Really?
Yeah, mash is a great one. So long as you don't add a fat or a milk to it, you know, you're going to cook your vegetables, you're going to simmer them and then mash them and freeze them straight away. You'll reheat them on the day by adding in a liquid, so probably warm milk and melted butter, and that will all come back up together. The more liquid you've got in your vegetables, the more that the molecules are going to break down when they're frozen, because when you freeze, ice, water expands and that changes the texture of what you're going to eat. So that's why things like Brussels sprouts are better off cooked on the day.
Okay, but as you say, when you freeze and people are going, they're looking at this stage, anyone who's at home was open the freezer door going, where am I going to put it all?
Yeah.
So start clearing now, is it?
Yeah, well, it is start clearing now, but also trying to find these little pockets of space in the freezer. So I've got a vacuum pack sealer, which I picked up last year in the sales. And that is like a plastic kind of freezer bag. And it comes with, I got this in the box. And
I'll turn it on
and see, can you pick it up on the microwave or in the microphone?
Can you hear that? It's like a small version of one of those bags for clothes when you're trying to store clothes in an attic or a small space, basically.
Yeah.
Same principle.
Yeah.
So just basically, it latches onto the bag, sucks out all the air.
Yeah.
And then you have a flat.
Exactly. And then it makes it so much easier to store, because things that are flat in the freezer, I can layer them up. I could fit, you know, 10, 20 bags in a drawer. And then I have like...
Just on that, is that very expensive?
It's expensive if you were to buy it now. Wait until the sales.
Oh, okay.
Or see if they have it on Black Friday. See if they have it on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I wouldn't pay full price for it, but definitely, I mean, I can't be without it. It is fantastic for saving space in
Clearly,
the freezer.
You've even brought it into studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
go on.
And then I have lunchbox, but this particular lunchbox has a vent on the top, which is handy when you're putting in maybe soups or stews, because if they're warm when they go in and you seal it, you want to maybe let out some of that steam or that air. And that's a handy one, like, okay. You can pick those up forever.
Stuffing, gravy, can you pre-cook both? Can you freeze both?
Yeah, I made my stuffing this weekend as well.
Great.
I was chopping the onions for the caramelised onions, so I just threw a couple together with some butter into a saucepan, and some breadcrumbs, a little bit of parsley, a little bit of sage and thyme, and set it into an aluminium tray. I've let it cool, covered it in tinfoil, and that's gone into the freezer, and I'll just take that out the day before and roast it in the oven.
All right. And you know the way I tend to cook onions in butter for stuffing?
Yes.
That's fine when you're freezing it. As I know you said don't put it in the mash, but...
Oh, yeah.
For the stuffing.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I mean, more butter than onions as far as I'm concerned, because...
100%, yeah.
It makes such a difference.
And gravy, a good gravy, because that can sometimes be the hassly bit.
Yeah, I had a gravy conversation already this week where we decided gravy is the number one thing for me. I can't believe people who don't put work into the gravy.
Yeah, so this weekend I got 2 packs of chicken wings and I roasted them off in the oven. So I made a really strong roasted stock to make my gravy with on the day.
Yeah, that's a Jamie Oliver old trick, yeah. I think. Going yeah. back,
it wings, onions and...
Carrots, thyme, celery.
Lovely.
Yeah, fab. And the kids really enjoyed the chicken wings as well.
Okay, so
we have to declare this now under the new RTE rules, don't
do,
you?
I think under
under 50 quid. How much are you charging for these?
I ain't charging
over
at all.
50 quid. You have to give them back to RTE.
So there's some slow cooker fudge which I made this weekend,
which looks fab, yeah.
And also some shortbread which keeps for up to 2 months once made.
There was a contentious conversation had in our car actually yesterday on the subject of fudge. So go on, what is slow cooker fudge there?
It's literally, I'm giving away all my secrets here. It's a tin of condensed milk, yeah, and a little bit of dark chocolate, small amount of vanilla extract, and that's it. 2 hours on low in the slow cooker until it all comes together. Stir it and then leave it to chill in a tray and then slice it up. It's a fantastic
kind
gift.
Kind of like wee brownies, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a brilliant gift to give at this time. You know, prepare it now. It saves. It'll keep for 6 to 8 weeks.
It's almost kind of truffle texture, actually, isn't it?
Yes.
Could you pretend you were making truffles? As
yeah, absolutely. You could coat them in chocolate. I've given you the recipe so you can share it later on.
So we've got stuffing at least one veg side. So basically on the day you're cooking, you're cooking really your meat and your Brussels sprouts, and that's it. Job
and
done.
And roasties.
And roasties, of course.
And everything else is pretty much a reheat job or finish off the gravy. Like, take the stress out of it now if you can. Christmas Day, really, it's not really about the food. It's about the time spent together. So the less time you spend in the kitchen.
It is about the food, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, the less time I can spend in the kitchen, the more time we can spend with the family. And that's, for me, what it's all about. And I love the food. I absolutely do.
What shouldn't you attempt to make ahead? What would you say, no, that has to be done fresh?
Oh, well, definitely your meats. You don't want to cook them now. I personally would say reheating the meats, particularly stuff like ham, the texture changes when you start freezing them. And if you're serving them up on the day, not great. Brussels sprouts, absolutely no way would I eat them from frozen.
I would have stopped that sentence several words earlier.
I have eaten frozen Brussels sprouts, actually.
Yeah.
As in, I've bought frozen Brussels sprouts to try, could you eat Brussels sprouts frozen? And actually, they've gone down quite well.
Nah. Oh, I'm impressed. I'll have to get your recipe.
Controversial.
Okay, will we leave that there?
We will,
then?
Yeah. Katrina, thanks a million, Katrina Redmond. There, all things cooking and preparation and consumer and food columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thanks a million for talking to us.